Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. There are many things and perhaps people that you'd like to send into space, and others who seem to be already in orbit. But what is the fate of Elon Musk's Tesla Roadster that he launched into space on the 6th of February? Several observatories on Earth have photographed the car on its long, long journey, and it looks like a tiny speck in the far-off distance. All you can see is the reflection of the sun on the side of the car, and in terms of space, it's a tiny, tiny thing. As we know, when it performed the Hohmann transfer, which is a method of changing from one orbital trajectory to another, it overshot the mark and is now headed on a very wide orbit past Mars into the Kuiper Belt, which contains many rocks and is one of the sources of asteroids. If they manage to avoid all collisions with space material, then what else could happen to them out there? After all, space is a harsh environment. William Carroll, an expert in plastics and organic molecules from Indiana University, said that he's not really worried about it. Apparently, since cars don't have internal pressures that could be counteracted by an atmosphere, it won't experience the whole terrible effects of the vacuum of space that other objects would. And he said he'd disable the airbag before sending it off, and it probably wouldn't fill the windshield washer fluid. But he said that if they'd deflated the tyres, there's nothing left in the convertible to pop in a vacuum. Unlike here on Earth, where all things, both living and non-living, are protected from radiation by the planet's atmosphere and magnetic field, Musk's Roadster has no protection in space. All of the organics will be subjected to degradation by the various kinds of radiation that you run into there. By organics, Carroll, the scientist who's been commentating on this, is not only referring to the leathers and fabrics, but also the plastics and the carbon fibre frame of the car. More or less, radiation would cause the molecular bonds in those materials to snap, shredding the red Tesla Roadster. Given the ongoing exposure to ultraviolet light, the car's paint will start to fade over time, says Dr. Jim Bell, a planetary scientist at Arizona State University and the president of the Planetary Society. What a shame, it's a red one as well. It'll really fade quite badly. Anyhow, in a press conference held after the launch, Musk said that he expected the car to be out there in space for maybe millions or billions of years. But Jim Bell isn't so sure. He said that at some point, perhaps 50 to 100 years from now, it will be a juicy target for salvage and for someone to mount a new space mission to recapture the Roadster and bring it back to Earth. Because it's on an orbit, it's going to come back to Earth at some point and it'll be a little bit closer to us. So Jim Bell says if Elon is still alive, he might want the car back, which begs questions about space law and who the thing actually belongs to, and I suspect the US government. Until then, the Roadster has a lot of travelling to do. A team of researchers performed a series of computer simulations, tracking the car's path through the solar system over the next 3 million years. This modelling work gives the Roadster a 6% chance of crashing into Earth in the next 1 million years and a 2.5% chance of hitting Venus during that same stretch. The car will probably slam into one of those two worlds at some point, although we're not able to tell on which planet the car will ultimately end up. But we're comfortable saying that it won't survive in space for more than a few tens of millions of years, and that's what the Centre for Planetary Science is saying. When that happens, most or all of the Tesla will burn up in the atmosphere, and that's that, that's the end of the car. Anyway, as all this uncertainty suggests, the orbits of small objects, such as electric cars, are tough to project into the future, so we're not exactly sure what's going to happen to it. Depending on the details of gravitational encounters, the Tesla might be kicked into a wider or a smaller orbit. And over time, the orbit will undergo what's called a random walk, similar to the fluctuations we see in the stock market, that will allow it to wander the inner solar system. What are these scientists talking about? Random stock market fluctuations, gravitational encounters? Whatever the fate of the Tesla Roadster, it will be up there for a long, long time. And because of how the car's projected orbit aligns with Earth orbit, astronomers on the ground probably won't be able to spot the Roadster again until late into the 21st century. By which time, unless what I said about Elon Musk in last week's Looking Up broadcast is true, he will be long gone, and so, my friend, will you and I. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, tentatively wishing us clear starry skies, but with a chance of rain.